Chapter 45. I thought that after I'd been so critical in the retaking of Blue Deck, I'd be hailed as a hero. But I'd thought wrong. A call startled me as I surveyed the carnage.
McGill,
Graves said in my headset not 2 minutes after the last infected corpse stopped flopping around.
Are you still screwing around on Blue Deck?
Yes, Centurion, I said. I'm flirting with the bio girls right now. You can sound the all clear.
Very funny. Turov wants a status report on the revival machines.
Did you say Imperator Turov is aboard this ship, sir?
Yes. She's brought in the rest of our troops from the outer hull using the holes the aliens burned into the warp core. They retook Red Deck. There are some strange abominations down there, half human and half plant. Now she's moving up to Gold Deck to try to get Minotaur operational again.
At about that point in the conversation, I realized that our communications were working as they should again. Could I have accidentally killed whatever it was that was providing radio interference? I didn't know, but what I did know was that these aliens were easily the weirdest I'd yet to encounter. Strange abominations, huh? I said. I've seen lots of those. Blue Deck was full of them when we got here. They brought in all kinds of bodies and...
That's great, McGill. Turov wants information about the revival machines, and she wants it yesterday.
I said, squinting through my canopy and rotating the dragon's upper body from side to side. I spotted a revival chamber 100 meters off. Just a second. I marched with a heavy, clanking tread toward the hatch. The metal hinges were melted and fused, and the door was hanging askew. Not a good sign. Inside, I found a mess that was worse than what I'd imagined. In my mind, I'd conjured up a burned, stabbed, and generally slaughtered revival machine with its guts spread all over the deck. That would have been a pretty sight, compared to what I actually did discover. The revival machine was in the chamber all right, and it looked like it was still alive. The maw was steamy and hung open like the jaws of a prehistoric beast. The strange part was it had tendrils growing right out of it. These tendrils led to a string of pods lying on the floor, pods of a nature I'd never seen before. These bulbous shapes weren't like cucumbers or peppers. Instead, they looked like hairy, orange-colored kiwis. The skin of these pods was thin, as if they'd over-ripened. Many had split open in spots. I had no idea what these freaky growths were, but they were obviously linked by vines to the human bodies all over the floor, and to the revival machine itself. There were at least 30 of these pods. They also grew into the dead, shrunken corpses of our bio people. This pissed me off. It was obvious that the specialists and orderlies had fought to the death to defend their equipment, and now they were being used as fertilizer to grow fresh enemies. As I watched, the revival machine's maw sagged open a little wider. A round pod coated in slime rolled out and plopped onto the deck. A fresh green strand led to the stem, connecting it to the chain of the pods and corpses. Could this be how the aliens had been reproducing, by using our bodies for fuel and corrupting revival machines to create fresh pods? It was weird, and it was beyond disgusting. My grippers came up automatically. I didn't have any ammo left for the chest cannons, but I did have the power to tear these things apart.
McGill,
Graves asked sharply. I'd often thought Graves had some kind of ESP. He seemed to know when I was about to do something unsanctioned. Bad news, Centurion, I said. The revival machines seem to be corrupted, converted over to alien production. There were at least 1,000 human corpses on Blue Deck altogether, and those that were capable of attacking us have been destroyed. There are more, however. Let me link you to the vid. I set up a stream and piped it to wherever Graves was on ship.
Holy shit,
Graves said heavily as I panned the room, giving him a good look at the scene.
What a mess. Where's your squad, McGill?
I sent the survivors to the exit. Do you want me to destroy this enemy infestation, sir? We can't possibly... There was a buzzing sound as someone cut into our private channel.
McGill,
demanded Turov's voice. I could tell she was pissed from her tone. I read you, sir. Go ahead.
You're not to touch any of those pods under any circumstances. I've been monitoring your vidstream. They've become symbiotic with the revival machines. If you cut them off from the human raw resources, the shock could kill our machines.
I said thoughtfully. If you say so, sir, what do you want me to do?
Stand guard until I can get to your position with techs and bio people who know what they're doing.
In my heart, I seriously doubted any of our specialists had experience with an infection like this one, but I did as I was told. I withdrew to the main corridor and shoved deformed bodies out of the way to make a path. I would have started disposing of them, but I had my orders. When Turov and her team finally arrived some minutes later, I could tell that none of them were happy. They were horrified and disgusted. A vid stream just can't do this justice, can it? I asked them, trying not to look too smug. If you people would like to get to work, the first corrupted machine is in Chamber 6. It's still making new pods, even now. Turov ordered her team into the chamber, but she didn't follow them inside.
Get that revival machine back into operating condition, she ordered. I don't want to hear any excuses.
Watching them go in there, I mentally gave them no more than 90 seconds before the first one barfed. Sure enough, it happened in just under a minute. All that time, Turov stood with her hands on her hips next to me. She had her lips curled back to show her fine white teeth. I figured she was grossed out by the guts that were glued onto the chassis of my dragon.
Let's get out of here, she said. We have things to discuss.
I marched down the passageway behind her, and we exited Blue Deck. Getting out of that slice of alien hell relieved my mind and spirit. Watching Galena's posterior all the way down the corridor didn't hurt either. That woman could walk like she had high heels on, even in combat boots. It wasn't until I came out into the central corridor that ran along the spine of the ship that I finally got an inkling that something was wrong. Perhaps I'd been lulled by the view, or maybe I was still too mentally stunned by my ordeal on Blue Deck to think clearly. Whatever the case, when I walked out into a ringed formation of some 30 armed heavy infantry, several of them weaponeers, I was surprised when they leveled their weapons at me in unison. Even better, Winslade was leading them. He had a nasty grin on his face, and I figured it was meant for me. Primus Winslade? I asked. I thought you were babysitting the bio people down on the planet.
I'm overjoyed to see you too, he replied. The lifter is bringing everyone up now. James McGill, Turov said loudly. I'm placing you under arrest. Now get the hell out of my dragon this instant.